Hello, this is Lincoln, reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, July 17th, 2025. At the top of the front page, Iroquois Mental Health Center to offer new programs. This is by Carla Waters, managing editor. The Iroquois County Board learned about new programs being offered through the Iroquois Mental Health Center. During the July 8th meeting, the board heard the Health Committee report in which Amy Zabel reported to the committee that the Mental Health Center fiscal year began July 1st. With that, the center has new programs, which are the Veterans System of Care and First Responder Wellness Programs. According to information in the committee minutes, Iroquois Mental Health Center is an approved partner with Veterans Affairs and is able to see veterans that can't get to the Veterans Affairs office. They can provide therapy, case management, and psychiatry for veterans. Iroquois Mental Health Center is also working with Superintendent of Veterans Assistance, Jennifer Ingram, on how to support veterans that are reaching out in crisis. Zabel said they had originally lost the federal grant for the First Responder Wellness Program, but it has now been extended through the end of the calendar year. Health Chairman Donna Crow recommended Zabel reach out to the Iroquois County Public Health Department and their Senior Services Program. Zabel also reported to the committee the Mental Health Center is in the process of updating their printed materials and website to reflect these new programs. And now, Iroquois County Board hears about animal control cases by Carla Waters, managing editor. Iroquois County Board members were updated on the animal control cases. In the July 8th regular board meeting, the board members heard the July 1st Health Committee report. In it, Animal Control Administrator Angela Frary talked about the work done in June. The registration deposit for the month was $6,325. Animal control officers closed 20 cases, including 3 bats, 5 bite reports, 7 dogs running loose, 3 well checks, 1 deceased dog, 4 trap, neuter, return cats, 4 aggressive dogs, 1 dog on due attack, 6 kittens found, 5 dogs found, and relinquish request. It was noted in the committee report that Frary was reaching out to Kankakee Animal Control to get copies of their policies to review and possibly get put in place. In the committee report, Finance Manager Jill Johnson said the state mandated TND, Trap, Neuter, Return program, needs to be reviewed. She said she was not able to locate service agreements for surrounding towns and cities. Once the program is reviewed, the agreements need to be circulated to the municipalities, and if they choose to participate, they will be charged for services on a per-case basis. Kankakee County is also providing their fee schedule for us to review. Johnson said once the policies and fee schedule are received, the committee should review them and choose what to adopt for Iroquois County. Johnson also told the committee that she will update and email the existing animal control fee schedule to the committee. Board member Donna Crow said she has been in contact with the county's insurance broker regarding coverage for animal control. All animal control staff and the building are covered, but the animals are not. Crow will be seeking additional information regarding coverage of the county if the county chooses to pursue boarding and other aspects of animal control. Frary has done a lot of work at the animal control building, including getting doors, lights, and flooring installed, painting, cleaning, and rearranging, is also taking place. And here we have Fair Queen. Stuckey crowned Iroquois County Fair Queen by Jordan Crook. Six contestants sought the title of 2025 Iroquois County Fair Queen Tuesday night during the opening night of the Iroquois County Fair. These contestants were Ella Rhodes, Grace Vance, Ray Stuckey, Kennedy Kanoski, Morgan Sin, and Cadence Custer. Ray Stuckey was crowned Miss Iroquois County Fair Queen at the conclusion of Tuesday's pageant. Kennedy Kanoski was named first runner-up and Miss Congeniality, while Morgan Sin was named second runner-up. Stuckey of Donovan is the daughter of Jarrett Stuckey and Colleen Stuckey. Speaking with the Times Republic after the pageant, Stuckey said it felt very good to win the title of Miss Iroquois County Fair Queen. "I'm very shocked and very happy," she said. Asked what aspect of being queen she's looking forward to the most, Stuckey said she was looking forward to meeting fairgoers. "I'm excited to just meet all the fairgoers and just be able to see everyone," she said. Stuckey said her favorite part of the Iroquois County Fair was either being in her grandma's camper eating or watching the demo derby. Earlier in the evening, Tinley Rust was crowned 2025 Little Miss Iroquois County Fair. The runners-up for the title were first runner-up Ella Bruins, second runner-up Taylin Wilson, and third runner-up Blake Vallandigham. Outgoing Little Miss Iroquois County Fair Riley Wilms and Miss Iroquois County Fair Johnny Lavica provided their farewell speeches during the evening as well. Visiting title holders from around the state and beyond invited fairgoers to visit their events. Former Miss Iroquois County Fair Queens were also recognized during the evening. And then there are several lovely pictures of everyone involved in the pageant. Iroquois County Board Hears About Economic Development by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. The Iroquois County Board heard the latest economic development updated at its July 8th meeting. Iroquois Economic Development Association Executive Director Angel Crawford told the board in her written report about the progress of the $250 million business expansion at Incobrasa Industries in Gilman. She said she met recently with plant manager Sergio Baruffi and supply manager Luciano Diaz. The construction crews from J. Morris Construction and Craig's Concrete have been working nonstop to complete, which includes 200 trucks of concrete, the water retaining area and concrete slabs. Morton Buildings, TNT Construction, and Router Electric have been erecting and finishing out new Morton buildings and a new scale house as well, and the additional railways will be added by December 2025. At their Pekin site, being constructed for future port expansion, they demolished two buildings in anticipation for new construction, and at their Goodland, Indiana site, they created two new silos while working with local farmers to store corn as well. "We connected Incobrasa with the Illinois Office of Trade to potentially help with the cost of trade show booths and the Eastern Illinois Economic Development Authority to potentially help with the cost of the Pekin Dock Wharf site development. In addition, Incobrasa hired three additional mechanical engineer interns from the University of Illinois and is working with Iroquois Economic Development Association to create a workforce education initiative with area schools in the future." Crawford also told the board that Baruffi and Diaz donated Pure Life bottles of vegetable oil manufactured at their plant in Gilman that were distributed as complimentary gifts at a recent conference she attended. There were some also distributed at the July 8th County Board meeting to all those in attendance. Excuse me. IEDA co-hosted the Eastern Illinois Economic Development Authority's GROW EI 2025 Summit, Propelling Growth. This was at the I Hotel in Champaign in June. It was a huge success, she said. EIEDA is the issuer of bonds, passing along double tax-exempt status for constructing, acquiring, or improving properties or facilities for businesses, municipalities, nonprofits, and schools, and serves Ford, Iroquois, Piatt, Champaign, Vermilion, Douglas, Moultrie, Shelby, Coles, and Edgar counties, she said. Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerichs was one of the keynote speakers. He talked about the $1.5 billion Illinois Growth and Innovation Fund, a transformative program investing in venture capital, growth equity, and private debt to attract / retain tech businesses in Illinois. Crawford was one of six regional leaders on a panel to share insights on what is working, what is not, and future opportunities for Iroquois, Champaign, Coles, Douglas, and Vermilion counties. Warren Ribley, director of EIEDA, moderated this unique panel of economic future, with each director bringing their county's specific challenges and successes to the table for development leaders, and there were valuable perspectives provided on shaping Eastern Illinois' future. With each director bringing their county's specific challenges and successes to the table for a truly comprehensive regional discussion. Crawford also talked about the 2025 Illinois Economic Development Summit in Peoria, which she attended, and learned about current economic topics. She said more than 200 people attended, and panelists discussed many topics, including housing solutions, workforce development, energy, technological innovation, federal policies, and presentations from Intersect Illinois and the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Judicial Committee Report Discussed at County Board Meeting by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. Iroquois County Board members heard the July 2nd Judicial Committee Report in the regular July 8th board meeting. Sheriff Clint Persey's report included that Starcom mobile radios were fully operational as of July 8th after being installed in squad cars the week of June 24th. In another equipment matter, the department was able to obtain a grant for which 5 sets of stop sticks can be purchased. He told the committee there will be promotions made within the department and a 3rd investigations position will be filled. 4 applicants completed the written portion of the testing process as of June 28th. The department has been working on a program with Iroquois County Mental Health Center that will allow for reentry of people who have been in jail. A $10,000 grant was received from this program. Deputies have been conducting training on in-house high-risk traffic stops, which is a mandate from the state. The county board also learned that state's attorney Mike Quinlan has hired an intern who is currently in her last year at Olivet Nazarene University and will be attending law school. The committee heard from Circuit Clerk Lisa Hines that in June the county received $35,795.16 in fines and fees, $4,317.08 from Pay Court, and $2,767.93 from IDROP. And now we go to obituaries. Teresa A. Parker, age 94, of Bradley, passed away Wednesday, July 9, 2025, at Riverside Medical Center in Kankakee. She was born December 28, 1930, in Streeter, the daughter of John and Teresa Magerson Hudak. Teresa married Vernon J. Parker on August 11, 1951, at St. Stephen's Church in Streeter. He preceded her in death on January 7, 1998. Teresa was the owner, instructor, and choreographer at Teresa Parker School of Dance in Bradley. She was a member of the Chicago National Association of Dance Masters. Teresa enjoyed painting and sewing. Most of all, she enjoyed spending time with her family. She was a parishioner at St. Joseph Catholic Church, where she also sang in the choir. Surviving are 5 sons, Dave Tinker Parker of St. Anne, Vern Parker of Bradley, Tim Parker of Bradley, Jeff Barbara Parker of Dunlap, and Chris Parker of Champaign. 2 daughters, Terry Gregoire of Bradley and Angie Chip Hasselbring of Watsika. 1 sister, Jean Geem of Ames, Iowa. 11 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, in addition to her husband, Vernon Parker. Teresa is preceded in death by her parents and 1 sister, Mary Urbance. Visitation will be held from 4 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, July 15, 2025, at Clancy Gurnon Funeral Home in Bourbonnais. A funeral mass will be celebrated at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, July 16, 2025, at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Bradley. Interment will be held at St. Stephen's Cemetery in Streeter. Memorials may be made to St. Joseph Catholic Church or for masses. Please sign our guest book at www.clancygurnon.com. John E. Sheridan, Jr., 87, of Milford, passed away on Sunday, July 13, 2025, at Heritage Health in Hoopston. He was born on October 20, 1937, in Wellington, the son of John E. and Ella Laney Sheridan, Sr. He married Judith Ann Henry in Hoopston on November 19, 1960. He is survived by his wife, Judith Ann Sheridan of Milford, 5 children, Deanna David Silver of Hoopston, Brenda Sergio Colunga of Milford, Deborah Jim Mowry of Milford, Brad Marcy Sheridan of Milford, and Lisa Sheridan of Watsika, 10 grandchildren, Brian Holly Silver, Jamie J.T. Taflinger, Matthew Jade Colunga, Shane Becca Lavica, Amy Ben Johnson, Ashley Evan Hall, Jamie Darren Bakken, Jennifer Mowry, Peyton Maury Sheridan, and Micah Reese Sheridan, and 13 great-grandchildren, Jackson, Cassidy, Dylan, Olivia, August, Theodore, Caden, Emerson, Adeline, Cecilia, Shepherd, Henry Parker, and baby girl great-granddaughter on the way. John was preceded in passing by his parents and 2 sisters, Phyllis Jack Davenport and Mary Kenny Sorensen. Mr. Sheridan served in the United States Army National Guard. He was a member of St. Anthony Catholic Church in Hoopston, a past Wellington School board member, and belonged to the Lions Club. He was a lifelong farmer in the Milford area. John cherished his time spent with his family. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, July 22, 2025, at Knapp Funeral Home in Milford. Funeral services will be at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, July 23, 2025, at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Hoopston. Father Ignatius will officiate. Burial will follow Floral Hill Cemetery in Hoopston. Memorials may be made to Ark of Illinois, Iroquois, County. Please share a memory of John at knappfuneralhomes.com. Illinois Treasurer returns record $303 million to people, businesses, nonprofits in fiscal year 2025. Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerichs returned a record $303.8 million in missing money to nearly 312,000 residents, businesses, and organizations through the iCash program during fiscal year 2025. According to a news release from the state, Frerichs marked the record-breaking total by presenting a check for more than $200,000 to the Orphans of the Storm Animal Shelter in Riverwoods. The money comes from a late Lake County woman who named the shelter as a beneficiary of her life insurance policy. "We made common sense changes to iCash to return more money to more folks, and we are proud to set records," Frerichs said. "But we're even more proud of helping people. One of my biggest fights was to take on insurance companies to make sure life insurance benefits rightfully end up with the people and organizations they were left to. This gift represents a meaningful and impactful contribution to Orphans of the Storm and comes as the shelter approaches its 100th anniversary and is actively planning for the next century of compassionate animal care. We are deeply grateful for this generous gift and for Treasurer Frerichs' leadership in making sure it reached us," said Michelle Shields, volunteer president of the board of directors at Orphans of the Storm. "For nearly a century, our shelter has been part of the fabric of this community. We have connected people and animals through love, care, and second chances. This support honors that legacy and helps us build toward a future where every animal has a safe place to land and a family to call their own. iCash is one of Illinois' oldest consumer protection initiatives. The Illinois State Treasurer's Office is tasked with safeguarding and returning unclaimed property, including the contents of overlooked safe deposit boxes, unpaid life insurance benefits, forgotten bank accounts, and unused rebate cards. The Illinois Treasurer is legally required to return unclaimed property to its owner or heirs, no matter how long it takes. The record-setting $303.8 million Treasurer Frerichs returned in missing money broke last year's mark, which was $301 million. "It's not just people we return money to, but businesses and organizations as well," Frerichs said. "We encourage business owners and nonprofit groups to check the iCash site to see if we have money waiting for them to claim. The enhanced money match program is a key driver in this success, taking the claim out of unclaimed property by automatically returning money without the need to file a claim after some information is electronically verified. This summer, a record-breaking 600,000 people will receive $45 million in money they didn't even know they had coming. Most of the matched claims in this enhanced money match round equal $50 or less, though some people can have multiple claims and their checks will amount to much more. Frerichs' office founded the Enhanced Money Match Program in 2018 and has since returned more than $130 million to more than 870,000 people. All told, Frerichs has returned more than $2.3 billion in missing money during his time in office. When Frerichs first became treasurer, there were 60,000 claims paid a year. Today, more than 300,000 claims are paid a year, owing to, in no small part, to Frerichs' complete restructuring of the missing money process. The state treasurer's office added electronic claims and eliminated red tape that slowed small money claims. Frerichs also added a friends and family share feature. When visitors to the iCache website come across the name of someone they know, they can select the share icon and provide the email address of their friend or relative. Frerich's office will notify the individual by sending an email that mentions the missing money along with the name of the friend or relative who spotted it. Then that individual can start the process of retrieving their missing money. Last year, Treasurer Frerich's unveiled a Spanish language missing money website. The site works the same way as its English language counterpart. People enter a name and city or zip code into the search box, and if there's a match, they can start filing a claim online. When the treasurer's office safe deposit boxes fill up, unclaimed items go up for auction after 10 years of private and public attempts to locate the owner or heirs. The next live unclaimed property auction will be on August 16th at 11 a.m. at the Lincoln Stage during the Illinois State Fair, with a preview of items starting at 9 a.m. All auction proceeds are held in perpetuity for the rightful owners or their heirs. Illinois is a national leader in the unclaimed property space and is frequently consulted by other states' leaders who are seeking to reform their unclaimed property laws, rules, and procedures. The Illinois State Treasurer's Office recommends that people check at least twice each year at icache.illinoistreasurer.gov to see if missing money is waiting for you. Illinois sends search and rescue team to Texas. Dateline Springfield. An Urban Search and Rescue USAR team from Illinois is headed to Texas overnight to assist with operations after deadly flooding this week. This group of 39 rescuers from fire departments deployed as part of the Mutual Aid Box Alarm System, MABAS, as USAR Task Force 1 will be on the ground in Texas for up to 14 days. IEMA-OHS Acting Director Theodore Ted Berger said in a news release, "This nationwide mutual aid agreement allows states to share resources and personnel during emergencies, and tasks for this operation include wide area search and rescue as well as debris pile clearance. Our hearts go out to everyone affected by this devastating tragedy and hope we can be of service." Illinois is one of close to 24 states offering assistance to flood-ravaged Texas. Just as many towns, cities, and counties in Illinois have agreements to assist each other in times of disaster, states have agreements to do the same, explained Berger. Governor J.B. Pritzker authorized this assistance by directing the Illinois Emergency Management Agency and Office of Homeland Security, IEMA-OHS, to activate the Emergency Management Assistance Compact, EMAC. The Emergency Management Assistance Compact is a congressionally ratified mutual aid agreement among states to provide assistance across state lines during emergencies and disasters. Since its inception in 1996, EMAC has facilitated thousands of deployments in response to hurricanes, floods, wildfires, and other disasters. Illinois Emergency Management Agency and Office of Homeland Security, IEMA-OHS, www.ready.illinois.gov. Well, this has been Lincoln reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, July 17th, 2025. Please have a fabulous day.